Good afternoon. My name is Emia Kumpia, and I am going to say a few words about my poster on fundamental parameters performance of eclipsing binaries in Western and One. This project was actually my master thesis, for which I worked with Dr. Alkis Tibonanos from National Observatory of Athens. The main purpose of this project was to determine the fundamental parameters of massive stars, such as masses and radii, in order to increase the small sample of massive stars with well-known physical parameters. By doing so, we are able to test the stellar models of evolution and formations, and finally, to determine a dynamical lower limit for the mass of the magma progenitor that have been discovered in Westerland 1 in 2006 by Moon et al. In this picture, we can see Westerland 1, and I have marked the four binary systems that I finally studied. Westerland 1 is one of the most massive young cluster known in the local group of galaxies, something that makes it the perfect target to study massive stars. Eclipsing binaries, on the other hand, provide the only accurate way for measuring masses and radii, and that's why we chose this way for measuring masses and radii. The basic idea of our project was to take a spectra and analyze them for its binary system, determine the radial velocities, and after we could model both light and radial velocity curves using Phoebe software that Dr. Persson analyzed before. By doing this, in both physical and orbital parameters for each system. Here I present some of the radial velocity curves and light curves for each system. WD13 turned out to be the most massive ones, and thus it was the perfect one to determine the lower limit for the mass of the magma progenitor. Anyone of you that would like to know more about Westerland 1 and our interesting results, there are three steps that have to be followed. Come see and ask. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.